And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of playwright Tony Kushner, born in New York City, 1956, author of Angels in America. It's the birthday of Larry Sanger, born in Bellevue, Washington, 1968, the co-founder, along with Jimmy Wales, of Wikipedia, the collaborative user-edited website which gets its name from the words wiki and encyclopedia. Wiki, a Hawaiian word, meaning quick or fast. And a wiki is a website that uses a certain kind of software called wiki software, which enables the users to quickly and easily edit the website and create content and interlink various web pages. It's easy to edit because it uses a standard markup language, oftentimes HTML, hypertext markup language. The computer programmer who was developing the type of software to make internet website collaboration fast and easy in the mid-1990s went on a vacation to Hawaii. And there at the airport, he saw the WikiWiki shuttle, which links the terminals there. And the programmer, Ward Cunningham, adopted the name to describe his software. Larry Sanger and Jimmy Wales launched Wikipedia in January 2001. It's now the largest wiki on the web. It was to have no process of formal peer review, which made it different from any other encyclopedia. At first, it was only in English, and there were almost no rules except that the articles were to present information in a neutral, non-biased point of view. After 1 year, Wikipedia had grown to about 20,000 articles in 18 languages. Today, less than a decade later, there are over 13 million articles in more than 260 languages, the largest encyclopedia in the history of mankind. Even larger than the one commissioned by the emperor of China's Ming Dynasty, which was completed in the early 1400s. There are about 75,000 people who actively contribute to Wikipedia, creating articles or making edits. It's the most popular reference work on the internet, one of the 10 most visited websites in the world. In addition to a committee of watchful editors, there are also a bunch of automated software programs to detect and delete problematic edits and to correct misspellings and formatting errors. And articles that are prone to vandalism are sometimes locked, including the profiles of political candidates during elections. But the slogan of Wikipedia is the free encyclopedia that anyone can edit, though there are rules, namely, Wikipedia is not a soapbox. Wikipedia is not a crystal ball. Wikipedia is not a democracy, nor a battleground, nor an anarchy. But the overriding rule is, if a rule prevents you from improving or maintaining Wikipedia, ignore it. Here's a poem for today by Barton Sutter entitled Milk. The anxious agony of raising kids drains the life from parents who must grow from cradling to tug of war to slowly letting go and learn to live with worry till they're dead. When I fell in with you, I felt both joy and dread because you came with two small girls in tow. I said, I do. I'm glad I did. Even though I sometimes feel I married them instead. It helps me to recall that gauzy green meadow where we saw a tawny fawn duck under the belly of its watchful, patient mother and deliver two hard headbutts to the doe, doing what it took to get the milk to flow. A poem by Barton Sutter, Milk, from Farewell to the Starlight and Whiskey, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.